Well, they do the same class of thing that we're doing, actually aiding the underprivileged people, and so that's what we're about to do now, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're also trying to get funds from BREC to help place some things on this land, you know.
Get funds from?
Yeah, from the Baton Rouge Recreational Association, uh-huh. You know, to place some type of equipment there, you know. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, it's kind of difficult. We've tried to get federal funds, but it's a private piece of property, you know, and the federal government only award money to a municipality, you know. Mm-hmm. So therefore we ran into a little difficulty there, but we do get some assistance from the recreational commission in the town of Zachary. Mm-hmm. But mostly all the funds come throughout, you know, through the men and other clubs, mm-hmm. whom we participate with.
Are you active in any other clubs here in Zachary?
Well, I work with the Voters League. I mean,
what's that?
It's a civics. Voters League, Civics League, Civics Organization, mm-hmm. which, you know, we go out and try to support candidates to find jobs for, you know, place people in positions and what have you, and, well, I'd say anything that we can do to in a civics nature, you know. Mm-hmm.
Is it sort of a civil rights organization too?
No, it isn't. Really a civil. I wouldn't say it's a civil rights organization simply because we're not affiliated with any, you know, any organization other than we work along with. The Second Ward Voters League out of Scotlandville. The first, I think it's the First Ward Voters League out of Baton Rouge. And it's not really civil rights. It's more or less, like I say, Voters mm-hmm. League. And I just don't think you could really term it as a civil rights.
I was just wondering.
You know. Organization. You know, I don't think.
If it had much, I know in certain areas mm-hmm. of Mississippi I've been in,
yeah.
they had a lot of trouble with voter registration. You know, I was wondering
yeah.
if it was connected with that or if it's just a civics organization.
Well, it's just a civics organization. I mean, we have as far as trouble, say, with voting, no, we haven't really run into, I think, that type of thing, but our basic job is to get out and teach people. So what we do is try to help people or show them the reason to vote, you know, and try to what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to show you that it I don't think it has anything to do with for civil rights mm-hmm. so much as it does just I think it's something that every community does in a way of trying to help people to register to vote or